The Bristol Bay Native Corporation is opposed to the Pebble Mine, but the regional Alaska Native Corporation is not backing the ballot initiative known as Stand for Salmon. In a written statement, BBNC President and CEO Jason Matrokin said, in part, the corporation believes responsible resource development can take place in Bristol Bay. He also said any development needs to align with local opinion and can't threaten fisheries. BBNC does not support HB 199, sponsored by Kodiak Republican Representative Louise Stutes, or the Stand for Salmon initiative. Stand for Salmon's provisions might make Pebble impossible to permit, and two of its backers hail from Bristol Bay. Gayla Hosef is a second chief with the Kiryung tribe in Dillingham, and Brian Kraft operates the Alaska Sportsman Fishing Lodges nestled in East and West Side headwaters. Supporters of the initiative say it will update salmon habitat protections codified in state law, giving salmon streams a higher priority. Critics say the initiative may make nearly every stream anadromous, unless proven otherwise, and could cripple all kinds of development. The heads of the Arctic Slope and Cook Inlet regional corporations published an op-ed during the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention in Anchorage, calling on Alaskans to reject the ballot initiative, saying it threatened jobs and development on Native lands. Stand for Salmon organizers are looking to collect enough signatures to certify it for next year's ballot. The Walker administration does not believe it is constitutional.